Se cae, pero estaba un...
Copy my number 9 Alpha from KD4 EDG, check 91 Virginia, Victor Alpha.
Will you modulate for a
Virginia Alpha 3 Echo Kilo Lima?
Number 360,
Mexico. Whiskey Alpha 3, Echo Kilo, Lima, 64, Maryland, D.C.
Thank you.
Okay, gotcha. You're number 24, uniform, November 3, Juliet, uniform, Yankee, number 9 or 2, North Florida, over. QSL, the number was 1269. Okay, please copy. 41, uniform. Kilo 4, Lima Foxtrot Juliet. 18, Golf Alpha. And you did say South Texas with the check 76?
Number 41.
Bravo, K5 Kilo Germany, Jet 57, West Central Florida.
Florida.
Number 1006, uniform, BYQCC, O2 Maritime.
Thanks. November 4, Bravo, Papa.
QSL, you're South Texas. You are 33 Bravo 67 Maryland DC.
55 South Florida. Thanks. November 4 Bravo Papa. Kilo 5 Tango Radio 4 8 Bravo N4 BP 55 South Florida. November 4 Bravo Papa.
Whiskey 5, Whiskey Zebra. Switch this way.
Okay, what was the number?
You're doing great. You're number 31, Alpha, and for AHX, check is 18, North Carolina.
Alpha Echo 1 Papa.
CQ sweeps Alpha Echo 1 Papa.
Please copy my number 67 Alpha Kilo Delta 4 Yankee. A check 67 Alabama.
Give me everything again.
Kilo November 4 is Sierra Whiskey 4.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like it's wintertime in Florida.
Roger, roger. You're a nice 5-9. Clear signal here into Naples, Florida this morning.
USL 100 watts 2019. I believe it's called Southwest Florida. Thank you very much. My daughter lives in Austin, by the way.
Thank you.
Roger. Well, you got a great signal coming in here this morning, so good luck on your contest.
Please copy number 38, uniform, Whiskey Alpha 1, Delta Delta, 76, Connecticut.
Whiskey Alpha 2, Hotel Mike Mike. QSL 02 Bravo WA2 HMS. 59er, November, Lima, India.
Kilo Echo 1, Quebec. Roger, thank you. Number 11, that's a 1-1, Bravo, KE1Q, check 5-8, main, Mike Echo.
Whiskey 3, Japan, Japan, Lima, CQS.
TQ Tantus, Whiskey 2, Germany, Denmark, Japan.
Uniform M6AR, check 59, North Florida.
Contesters typically don't show much respect for the rules. Over.
Echo one, Papa.
USS, Kilowatt 1, Japan, Bravo.
Yagman left the air out.
I had a chance to go up and tour the old cities up there and then return back down to Bangkok on a river excursion boat, which included lunch inside. That was really nice. But a lot of the temples that exist around are just beautiful things to visit. Over.
Roger. Yeah, that's got to be quite a place to see. I know that. Although driving's not so good there. He was driving around a mountain road one time snake reared up in front of his truck. It was a cobra, and they're very territorial, and he couldn't move because he figured if he ran it over, it would get underneath, and if he got out of the vehicle, it would get him. But so he just stood there for about an hour and waited for the cobra to leave the road. Over.
Yeah, there's a lot of cobras. The Philippines had a lot of cobras too. The easiest way in Thailand is to have a driver. You know, they're not that expensive. You have a driver that takes care of the driving for you, so forth. But the food in Thailand is fantastic. The country's really unique. The people are just so friendly. In the Philippines, we had these, 10, 15-foot constrictor snakes. And when you were
walking through the jungle or whatever, following a path, you might find one laying across the pathway. You think it's a log. There's all kinds of stuff. And a friend of mine, Navy Housing, was right up against the jungle and the trees and everything, and he had a barbed wire fence there, chain link fence. His wife's out there hanging the clothes, and there was one curled up on the other side of the fence by a tree. So the local group would come and get it and recover it and take it further out. Over.
Yeah, that's affirmative. Oh, I hate snakes, I'll tell you that. That's one thing I don't like, one way or another. Yeah, in fact, my son ran into one when he was on patrol one time and left a whole clip into it. And he got balled up for that from his commander for doing that. But it reared up in front of them right as they were on a trail going somewhere. I'm not sure where it was or what country, but he's never told me anything other than he got yelled at for 2 hours after that. At any rate, I wonder who's in that control right now, over.
Yeah, I'm just going to try to call him. HB4RWE, HB3STK. Ron, have you returned?
I'm just listening in right now. I'm lurking.
Well, stop lurking and get in the conversation. You wouldn't answer my call last night or this morning. What's your problem?
Wait a minute. You didn't call me last night.
I sure did call you last night. Anyway, you didn't respond. You were probably over playing pool, sipping some cold ones. Anyway, I got your package, thank you. And I left the package with her sister, a very lovely lady. We talked for a half an hour. We had a lot of notes to compare. Anyway, I got out of there, and I sent you an email. Did you see my email?
I haven't seen it yet, but I haven't looked at you much this morning yet. Yeah, that nice family. Really nice family. I've been doing that operation a lot of years, and highly respected and competent people, that's for sure. I hope that insulator on the top didn't get broken over.
No, it's just fine, and I didn't get a chance to meet Toby. I talked to her on the phone, but her sister took care of me, no problem. And But you must have a hangover from last night. You're pretty quiet this morning. We've been kind of wondering where you've been.
It's just an end of the morning. Let's put it that way. That's the best way to put it. I think I'm just kind of easing into the morning here.
All right. Well, I need to talk to you a little later, over.
Okay. Yeah, well, why don't we close the net down this morning? You know, maybe take some time and grab a Skype call, over.
Well, that sounds good. I see, I think Patrick's coming in there. K1PWS, Patrick, HB3STK, copy.
You're loud clear up here in Vermont, you two, son of a gun.
Well, you're a 7 to an 8, like your armchair. Just excellent this morning, Pat.
I got my armchair. I just got out of the board and got my jersey and my beer and time to get some coffee up to the shop, and I'll bring you some other into the
book. Well, that's great. That's great. How much snow you got?
We only got a couple inches up to the ground. We got some snow yesterday, so we got a little bit of snow. We got about a couple of snow, and the village is hard to
eat. Yeah, Roger. See, we got some garbage coming in on the side there. Well, I see a little disturbance down off the Carolinas. It seems to be spinning in a counterclockwise direction. And seems pretty wide. I just wonder if it's going to make its way up to New England, or that thing that's going to follow the Gulf Stream anyway.
You know, I haven't looked at the weather underground there.
It's not yet this
morning. I just managed to grab my phone and I was just
ready
to pick it up and have a look at that. So I don't know.
I'll take a look at it. Well, you get a chance to look at it. It's just below Cape Hatteras. And I can't see the whole cloud formation right now. I just see the view I've got on Radar Pro. But it looks very interesting. We've developed into something. And they got a couple of storms over off the west coast over there, but you know, they're less than 40 mile an hour, and they must be formed because they're headed towards La Paz. So for some reason, that tip of the Baja always gets to be a target for just about anything that gets going over there. But it's a beautiful part of the country over there, La Paz, over.
Well, yeah, and I know that they're expecting something. I was talking to the folks in the California, Hawaii net yesterday morning, and the gentleman who actually runs the net was doing it from Baja to his remote up in Oregon, and he was talking about that storm coming in, so they're getting prepared for that down in Mexico.
Oh yeah, they get prepared, and you know, if it goes to the right of La Paz, or gets across the Baja Peninsula, it goes right up the Gulf to Phoenix, and Phoenix gets one of these monsoon floods, over. Yeah, roger that. Well, in the Philippines, it's a country that kind of likes to copy other parts of the world and so forth. And I can remember a couple of times in Manila near the big bus station where you see a crowd of people and some guy would be out there playing with a cobra, thinking he could do like they did in India, you know. And I always kind of laugh at them a little bit because they never do anything exactly like the real people do things. But yeah, they do have some very big snakes. I've seen pictures there on the base when I was stationed over there, 22-foot long snakes with all these little negritos. It's the name of the tribe of the people there, carrying the snake on their shoulders and demonstrating how long it was. And of course, they try not to kill these snakes. They try to relocate them and get them away from the housing areas, etc. Over.
Used to be part of the coffee plantation. The owners of the plantation had basically sugars in this canal surrounding the plantation that they could ignite if they were going to be overrun by the, whatever they were. I was out there clearing that mess out with a D7 cat, and I had one of those babies just come right up out of the grass, and she stood up over the track on that D7 cat sitting at me. And fortunately, we had screens around the cab, so that, but boy, she was doing her best, and we discovered she was protecting me up. She had a whole nest of younger snakes down there, and that's why she was so furious with me.
Oh yeah, they have a personality, and it helps to understand what they're trying to do, to understand how to work with them. Yeah, in Nam, they cleared the jungle and the brush back as far as they could away from the perimeters for security, correct?
Oh yeah, we're doing it all the time. When I wasn't trying, I was out there with a squad just trying to keep the jungle away, keep the claymores clear, and keep the fields of fire clear. And we had a couple of dozers that we were always going out there and just taking the vegetation right down to the surface with. And so it was a 24/7 outdoor project all the time.
Oh yeah, I see the advertisement on Fox News. They go out on one of the Navy's new boats that can spin around on its own length in the water and high speed and everything. They got these 50 caliber mounts all around it. And you know, there's not one shield around any of those 50 caliber mounts. They're just sitting there on a pedestal. And I'm thinking, well, when they get out in rough water, do they actually take them off the pedestal and bring them inside? I wonder. But anyway, no protection at all for anybody that mans one of those 50 calibers, over. Oh yeah, they would comshaw as much plate steel as they could and build their own protection if they had to. They improvised on those river boats over the years and improved them. In fact, Ron brought up a comment about the jet drives. That was a tremendous improvement over the skags and the propellers to go to jet drives in those rivers.
Yeah, that was a leap forward. That was a huge leap forward for sure.
Well, you're kind of fading in and out this morning, Patrick, and I was yelling at Ron because he wasn't attentive, and so I'm going to make sure that he takes control because I'm going to go fill my cup. HB4RWE, you got the handle, over.
I'm driving the helm. All right, we'll pick it up. I'm here in Patrick. Good this morning. My gosh, this is fantastic. Okay, well, we'll break the Kilo 1 Papa Whiskey Fox and AC3SCK going to the coffee pot. Kilo 9 Zulu Charlie Echo. Any copy this morning? HP4RW. Well, good morning, Dave. Overcast at the moment, so we got a system that was on us this morning. Earl, looks like it's dissipating, so we might get some sunshine in a while if I stop picking up in this coffee this morning. Oh, looks like somebody got into the we'll have to fix that document here. Anyway, good morning to you. What's the project of the day? Just taking it easy today?
66 on the mountain, Dave. Oh, it's a nice little village, you know. They have a lot of dairies around, and they raise a lot of vegetables and things, and everybody kind of knows everybody, and except for the tourists that invade on the weekends and so forth. By the way, you got that picture of my hanging garden. Why don't you put that on, Doc, so Ron can stare at that. I tried to send it to him, but he hasn't opened the email. They have tubular frames that are all identical that they put up in a row and form the structure. It comes up to the peak, and then another radius or curve below that continues the peak so that it ventilates in a certain direction so that the common airflow vents through that opening that's formed by their roof. And inside their I call it super pumping tomatoes. They have an overhead cable, and they tie a line up to that cable and allow the tomato plants to climb up probably 6 to 8 feet high. And then it's a hydroponic, and it's a drip system hydroponic. And of course, they're pushing fertilizers in the hydroponic system. And they grow massive amounts of tomatoes and truck them out. And there's a couple of fast freeze houses here. One's up on the other side of the mountain, one's on the slope here. I don't see them used very often, but I think the tomatoes are trucked out for export. Over. Yeah, Dave, I'm going to go ahead and run, but when you look on Google Earth, just up the road from me is one of those big plastic-covered places. There's several of them side by side there. Anyway, I'm going to get my coffee. Guess I better hold the microphone. I'm going to talk. When I was over there with Tomas, we went up to Sierra Punta. You want to see some? The mountains are so steep. It's all terraced where they grow the vegetables, and they work it all by hand because they can't get any machines up there.
And I mean, you can see these little tiny figures up there working away out in the fields that they got terraced up there. Pretty interesting area. And they grow some gigantic strawberries they're known for up there. And about every place serves vanilla ice cream with strawberries. So, yeah, it's kind of a fattening place up that direction, Dave. Over. Roger on that. Well, strawberries are hard to grow in quantity because of the bugs attacking them all the time. You really, that's the only thing bad about strawberries too. They spray the devil out of them usually, and a lot of poison sprayed on strawberries to keep them from being eaten by the bugs. Over. Yeah, I didn't get anything from him today, no email, so he must have sent it to the wrong address again. That could be. That could be. You never know. I guess it's a possibility. Yep. They probably spying on us. Out there for the warning station, the Spiderweb Net, Hotel Papa 4, Romeo Whiskey Echo.
Hello, Foxtrot 4, Mike Julia Juliet.
Oh no, he's got smoke in his eyes this morning.
Hey, nah, I didn't even hear the alarm go off to call. I sat there and I made a mistake. A friend of mine got really drunk last night, and she wanted to go to me to take her home, which isn't too far out of the way. And she decided out on the way there, she wanted to have breakfast. So we went to IHOP. She was going to pay. I ended up paying. And I didn't get home until like 4 o'clock in the morning. So, I wasn't too keen on getting up that early. But I got it up early enough so I can talk to you guys. Yeah, 4MPT.
By God, you made it, friend.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, hey, it's good you drove her rather than let her take a chance of driving. Boy.
Yeah. Well, that or she plays these guys. They sit there and, buy me drink type stuff. She's a good-hearted girl, but she's kind of crazy. And I didn't want anybody to take her and take advantage of her when she's drunk out of her mind. And so I drove her home and kicked her out of the car about 5 miles an hour so she wouldn't get hurt, right? Hi.
There you go. All right, that's good. I'm taking her home to keep her from driving, that's for sure. Collier County is a place you don't want to get stopped. I can guarantee you that.
Well, according to her, a buddy of hers, friend, I don't know, the girl's from Argentina, so I don't think she's been in the United States for over 50 years, but I don't really think she understands how things work. But anyway, she had a friend of hers that got pulled over, and she had some warrants or something, so she ended up going to jail for 50 days, and I don't know. Weird people.
Yeah, Titan's pretty tough. Man, oh man, they got a lot of cops on the road at night, especially weekends. And boy, you better play it right with them. Best thing to do is if you had anything at all to drink, get a cab and go home. Come back the next day and get your
vehicle.
Not worth a chance.
Nope. Yep. I don't drink that much. I mean, I may have a glass of wine, but I'm still under the limit. And I'll drive. I will go to a glass of wine and then decide to drive, because that's really not smart at all. But I'll sit there for 3 or 4 hours, have a glass of wine, and sip on it, and then if I have to, I'll leave. But nah, I usually don't drink and drive. Smart move. Unless she likes wine too, and then it's kind of sad, because then she doesn't get to enjoy.
Yeah, but she doesn't drink the wine like Dave does.
Ah, okay.
Navy training. There you go. Magic words, Dave. Thanks for the picture. Any questions? Well, you know, that's a thought. We have that really nice plastic cane here, this yellow, really, really strong stuff. And little shackles or whatever, you know, that's not a bad idea. What's in there right now is really temporary. That's poly, and the sun would destroy it. I have some really good nylon. I have some stainless steel cable, but I pretty much decided I'm not going to use the stainless steel cable. I would prefer to use the nylon, a quarter inch nylon braid. But the tape, I hope to get off of there today. I'm gonna put one more coat of urethane on it and then pull the tape off. Over. Just regular 2x4, fine 2x4 from Canada, pressure treated, and there's 4 pieces of 2x4 coming out from the wall that are anchored with those 2 7/8 wood screws from Home Depot. I love those screws. And but I did pre-drilled the 2x4s before I put the screws in. And then the 1x4s are all done with one and a half inch real light galvanized wood screws. And that's the end of it. The 1x4s were made out of 12 footers. Let's see, we used 12 footers to do that. Oh, no, I have that nice draw saw from Harbor Freight, you know, that does all kinds of things. I just clamped a board on it with a stop out there, and you just slide them off the horses into the saw, chop, and you get six nice 24-inch pieces out of a 12-footer, over. I hear you. Well, I have a diamond table with a weighted slide table for my rocks and coolant, pump coolant on it for slicing stone. But anyway, I have that saw from Harbor Freight, 12-inch, and it's a slide saw. It'll tilt. You can move it on the table. 45 degrees, they have stops and so forth. We cut everything with, I've cut 4-inch thick by 12-inch boards with it. And for $170, and you can't beat it. And I bought one for my son-in-law on a garage, a parking lot sale for $130. And then I forget what I paid for the blade, but, and it has a laser on it too, which I've never figured out how to calibrate to make it right on with the blade. Thank you.
Well, probably tomorrow. I'll put that last coat on today and let it sit, and then tomorrow I've got some things already I want to put on it. And I need to fix my two shade clocks that fell down. One of them just needs to be retied. The other one needs to have brought down and have a grommet put in. I have a package of nice brass grommets that I can put in. But I can't do it up in the air. I've got to take it down to do it, or get a ladder and get a steel block up on top of the ladder. That would probably work and fix it in place. But I have a whole bunch of citrus along the wall there that I need to get located so I can get in there and mow again. And the garden hose hangs on S-hooks along the wall from the back of the building. And that way it's always out of the way from the mower, and I just take it off an S-hook and use it whenever I want, then hang it back up on the wall again. Over.
Is that a crinkle or a grommet?
Say again, Ron.
I said, is that a crinkle or a grommet?
I think it's a grommet. You put it through the hole, and you have a flaring tool, and you flatten it out. Over.
Well, you didn't get the joke, I was in.
No, I didn't get it. I'm just keep me in there. Even Dave had a comment.
Go ahead, Dave.
One at a time. Go, Dave. Ah, these are not sewed on. These are, they go through the hole and then you have a tool that flares them. Ron, your comment?
K3W, you out there?
One, radio hotel.
From N4WQB, my name is Eric.
73, good luck in the contest. November 1, Delta India Delta, QRZ.
Alpha Bravo 3 Charlie Victor, Alpha Bravo 3 Charlie Victor.
On Sierra Yankee Hotel.
Number 3 Tango.
CQ sweepstakes, from Kilo 3, Whiskey.
What the hell is that?
Okay, Whiskey 5, Papa Golf Radio, 431 Bravo, 431 Bravo, 81P.
What?
1WEF sweepstakes. Oscar Charlie.
I got 40 Alpha. What is your call?